Well, church, if you'll buckle up, I'll try to preach as fast as I can. Take your Bible, two passages, Ecclesiastes 5, 1 Timothy 3, if you would. Now, this is my budget meeting message right here. Because I have limited time, I need to get out as much information as possible in the shortest time possible. So hold on, I'm going to hit the gas on this thing quick. If you'll listen fast, I'll preach fast. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 1, would you stand with me? And we're going to read a sister verse out of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. Ecclesiastes 5, verse number 1, the Bible says, if you have a King James Bible, it reads like this. Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God. In other words, consider your actions, consider your ways, consider what you're doing, evaluate what you're doing. Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Now I want you to notice what it says, keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God. Now go over, if you would please, to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15. Give you a New Testament sister verse to Ecclesiastes 5, 1. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Paul says, but if I tarry long, that thou may know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Now, I read those two verses to you tonight, church, for this reason, because tonight what we did when we voted on this church budget that I wrote all over and made notes, what we did when we voted on this church budget right here is we voted on financial rules to guide our church by. These are the rules that we choose to go by this year. And so what I want to talk to you for a few moments tonight is about this subject, about respecting the rules. Respecting the rules. Isn't it amazing when it's not coming out of our personal pocket, we just feel that we can just take whatever liberties we want to. Because, by the way, it's not coming out of my pocketbook, right? But may I say to you that tonight, what I want to talk to you about here is that the monies that we give to this church, it's like putting it in the hand of Jesus. And we need to respect the financial rules that we have set down tonight. Father, bless our time. Thank you for being so good to us. Teach us, Holy Ghost of God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I would like to reiterate what our pastor said and thank him, our deacons, our advisory board members, for their labor of love to come up with a budget, listen now, church, that fits the ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I'd like to also thank our financial secretary and those who assisted her and the many hours of overtime that she and these other ladies spent crashing numbers and financial history and going back and comparing numbers for us and all the time that they put in so that we could present an intelligent budget to you tonight. Now, may I say to you, church, that a church budget literally sets our financial guidelines or rules of operation for the ministries of this church. I like what Webster says. He defines rules as this. He said it's that which is settled by authority and custom for guidance and direction. The men that have set the budget here, our pastor and our deacons and advisory board, are men in authority. And they together looked at these numbers and presented this budget with the authority with the facts that we had in our hands and presented them to you, and you accepted them tonight, voted on them as the rules and guidelines financially for our church this year. Now, tonight, we as a church settled the financial guidelines for 2010. And since it's been settled as a rule of direction for us, then shouldn't we all commit tonight to respect the rules? To respect what we voted on? To respect what we said tonight. Yes, preacher, I vote. I'm for it. All right, now if we're going to vote for it, let's respect it. Now, we should all be accountable before God for what we did tonight. And by the way, can I say this? A rule which you and I do not respect is no rule at all. See, we can say we vote on it, but if we're not going to respect it and we're not going to abide by it as individuals of this church, what do we vote on it for? So I'm saying to you that we should all be accountable before God for what we did tonight. This is God's church. This is not our church. This is God's church. And we are not collectively, or we are now collectively, I should say, responsible for our commitment to this budget. May I say to you, church, we just made the rules for 2010. And so since we just made the financial rules, we should all respect them. We should all abide by them. Now, my question to you tonight is, are we going to respect the rules? Now, what I want to give to you over the next few moments tonight is this, and you can jot these down, you can jot some scripture down. I'm going to try to move as quickly as possible, for I only have just a few moments. I'm going to give you some rules to the rules. Okay, here's some rules to the rules that we just voted on financially. Here's rule number one tonight that I want you to get. First of all, everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Now, take your Bible, if you would, please, and go to Psalm chapter 50. Go to Psalm chapter 50. All right, everything belongs to God. Now notice what it says in Psalm 50 and verse 10. You'll recognize it when you get there. The scripture says, "For every beast of the forest is mine," God said, "and the cattle upon a thousand hills." Kind of sounds like God makes a statement here that everything is His. We own nothing. Everything belongs to God. Now go to a New Testament verse, if you would, Colossians chapter 1. Go to Colossians chapter number 1 and verse 16. Colossians 1 and verse number 16. All right, and here's what verse 16 says. The scripture says, "For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him." And does your King James Bible say, "and for Him"? Everything was created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. So here's rule number one to the rules we just voted on. Everything belongs to God. Every paper clip, every cup, every plate, every fork, every rock, every plant, every tree, every pew, every light fixture, every microphone, every songbook, every offering envelope, every piece of music, every van, every bus, the piano, the organ, the pulpit, the carpet, it all belongs to Him. Everything belongs to God. You see, if I abuse property, then I'm abusing God's property. If I take something, I'm stealing from God. And by the way, may I say this? I'm just going to throw this. This is a commercial. I'm just going to throw this in. Do you know that just because we give a tithe does not mean that I can come to church and take whatever I want? Do you know by giving a tithe does not give me the right to take as I so please? Take home with me whatever I so please. Ride on whatever I so please. Trash whatever I so please. That doesn't give me any special rights. You say, "Well, why, Brother Todd, would people think that way?" It's because they don't understand the rule to the rules here. And that is everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Hey, if I write on the bathroom wall, if I knock a door off its hinges, I'm knocking God's doors off its hinges. I'm writing on God's walls. I'm writing on God's bathroom walls. May I say to you that in the civil world, you are personally responsible for property damage to someone else's property, and that that person can hold you personally accountable and sue you for damages to their property. I'm here to tell you tonight, God's not going to sue anybody. But He will hold you and I personally responsible regardless of your age. Hey, I'm just here to tell you, you know what rule number one is to the rules? God, everything belongs to God. We got to respect the rules. We got to respect the rules. Here's rule number two. Rule number one is everything belongs to God. Rule number two of the rules is this. You can't change the rules. You can't change the rules. Have you ever played a game with someone that changes the rules as they go? Now, some of you husbands, wives are looking at each other because obviously this has happened in some games you've recently participated in. Now, kids are the world's worst about this. At least I think they are. But they change the rules to benefit them and their cause. Here's rule number two to the rules we just voted on. You can't change rules. You say, why can't I? Well, let me show you from the Bible why. All right? Take your Bible, if you would. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. Okay, Proverbs chapter number 16. Remember the definition that Webster gave us of rules? That which is settled by authority and custom for guidance and direction? All right, Proverbs 16, verse 25. You'll recognize it. This is one of those verses we like to skip over. The Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. It seems right. But the end thereof are the ways of death. You can write down Proverbs 21, 2 as well. You'll see basically the same thing there. You see, a lot of times, folks, there are things that seem right to us. And it seems that, you know what, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. All I'm going to do is take this or take that or take some liberties here, take some liberties there. May I say to you, church, that no individual of this church has any authority to change or manipulate the rules for his own program. Nobody does. So you know what rule number two of the rules is? You can't change the rules. We just voted on the rules tonight. You can't change them as an individual. You say, well, I like this or I like that. Well, wonderful. There's a lot of things I like that I don't get to do either. Because there's rules that guide us. May I say to you that no individual has the right to buy something or take something at his or her discretion and then charge it to the church? Hey, I'm just telling you, you can't change rules. That's the rules to the rules. You know why? Because everything belongs to God. Can you imagine if everybody just went out and bought some at their discretion and turned in a bill to the church? We'd be out of control, folks. You see, people who do that are people who try to change rules for their benefit. And that's not what we're here for. We're here for God's benefit. May I read you something out of our bylaws? Article number 6. It says, all properties, vehicles, monies, and I like this part, etc. That covers everything else. Of Trinity Baptist Church are owned by the God of the Bible. And entrusted and to and controlled by this church. Didn't say by individuals. It says by the church. No state or ecclesiastical body, group, organization, or individual may have control over the property of this church, period. So you know what that tells me? You can't change the rules. They're already set. But yet so many of us, we come to church and we take liberties that are not ours to take. You know what we're trying to do? We try to change the rules. And folks, listen, if everybody had that attitude and mentality, we would be in trouble. You see, a budget is a total sum of money that's been allocated for a particular purpose and for a particular time period. We just voted on 2010. That's what we voted on. Guess what we're going to do next year? We're going to vote on 2011. A new budget. You see, that particular purpose that we vote on, that is for ministry, listen to me now, not self-indulgence. It's for ministry, not self-indulgence. You know, respect for someone or something, belonging to someone, comes through a personal relationship with that person. You know, I found out that no relationship, no respect. Let me say that again. No relationship, no respect. You see, members who struggle with respect to the rules are the same ones who also struggle with their relationship with Christ. No relationship, no respect. You see, they go hand in hand, church. A member who is in a genuine love relationship with Jesus Christ has no problem picking up a piece of trash off the parking lot. No problem. They have no problem fixing a broken faucet. They have absolutely no problem doing those types of things. You know why? Because they're not into trying to change the rules. They understand that everything, God owns it all. And when I pick a can off the parking lot, I'm picking it up off God's parking lot. When I fix something, I'm fixing something to God's. That's all. Folks, if we can get that through our head, the rules to the rules, rule number one, everything belongs to God. Rule number two, you can't change the rules. You see, a relationship with Jesus compels us to respect the things of God. So when I don't respect the property of the church here, when I come and take liberties that are not mine, and I try to change the rules that we voted on here, what I'm doing is I'm reflecting and telling everybody what my relationship with God is. Because when if I don't have a right relationship with God, I'm going to lose my respect for the things of God. That's the reason, folks, you ever go in a restroom, and even in a church, and people will take a pencil or a marker and write on the wall. You know why they do that? Because they have no respect for the things of God. That also tells me they probably don't have a relationship with God either. Just goes hand in hand. So rule number one to the rules, everything belongs to God. Rule number two, you and I can't change the rules. Here's the last one, rule number three. God will hold us all accountable individually and collectively for the rules. Now, folks, it's a whole other message. I don't have time to go there. The Bible's all over stewardship. All over stewardship, individually and collectively. And, folks, I don't know about you, but listen, there's a lot of things I do already that I'm going to have to get an account before God. I don't have to manufacture some. And so, you know what? We've laid down the guide. We've laid down the rules. We have a budget. We know how much we can spend in certain other areas. Why would I try to change the rules? I'm going to give an account individually and collectively before God Almighty. But you know, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 3 talks about, you don't have to turn it, I'll just read it to you. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place. And you know what they're doing? They're beholding the evil and the good. You say, but Brother Todd, you don't understand. Didn't God see me win that person to Christ last night and they came Sunday and got baptized? Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. But you know what he also saw you do? He also saw you do something, take something from the church or use something or abuse it that you should. He also saw that too. See, he sees the evil and the good. See, for some reason we got in our mind that the only thing God sees in our life is the good. But he doesn't. He sees the evil and the good. So God will hold us accountable individually and collectively. May I say to you, church, tonight, his eye sees your every move. Every move you make. Everything that you abuse in this church, I don't care if it's cups and plates and napkins. I don't care if it's things in the nursery. I don't care if it's things in the buses. I don't care if what it is. You know what? God sees every move you make. Now, the thing about it is, most of you in here, if somebody started tampering with something that was yours and abused you, you would go ballistic. Amen. And it's good. You'd go nuts, wouldn't you? You go buy a new car, somebody comes out there and takes their key. walks up to your car and just starts right at the back taillight and just goes all the way down there. You'd say, well, God bless his heart. He just keyed my car. No, you wouldn't. You would go nuts. Folks, you and I better thank God that we serve a God of mercy and grace. Because you know every time we abuse the property of God and the things of God here, you know what? We might as well just take a key and just go right down the side of it, because that's what we're doing. You see, we're going to be held accountable individually and collectively. God sees your every move. Number two, His ear hears your mouth. See, now, the thing about it is, we may not try to change the rules and abuse the rules physically, but we'll do this. You say, oh, Brother Todd, I don't talk about the budget. I don't talk about, well, why is the staff doing this and why are we doing this? No, you won't talk about it, but you'll go type it on your Facebook page. Amen. Might as well just tell the truth, right? Let's just be casual tonight. Did you know that that is just as much gossip as though it came out of your mouth? It just came out of the tips of your fingers. Boy, this is good stuff, I'm telling you. You see, God not only sees your every move, he hears your mouth. May I say number three, his heart knows your motive. He knows your motive. He knows what you're serving for. He knows what you're doing. See, his eye sees your move, his ear hears your mouth, and his heart knows your motive. Let me finish up and say this. God's blessings and favor on us individually and collectively, church, in 2010, is going to be in direct proportion to our love and respect for the rules. You say, oh, Brother Todd, I want to respect the rules. All right, you better have a relationship with God then, because that's what it's going to take. You see, it only took one man to bring a whole lot of hurt to a whole nation. Achan brought a lot of hurt to a nation. Saul brought a lot of hurt to a nation. Ananias and Sapphira brought a lot of shame to the church of the living God. Now, are we going to respect the rules or not? I hold in my hand the budget. That's the rules. You and I have no right. And the rules to the rules. God owns everything. Rule number two, you can't change the rules. Okay? We've already got them set. We need to abide by them. You know what that means? That means, folks, those of us in leadership, ministry and stuff, we ought to watch every penny we spend. We ought to watch everything that we do. And listen, you know, folks, it's not going to hurt us if something's broke for me to pull my wallet out and take some money and go buy it and fix it out of my own pocket. It may be all right. Why should I go fix it and then say, well, let me turn a bill into the church? Well, this is getting better every minute, isn't it? I'm just saying to you, church, you know what? Let's respect the rules. Bow your head with me, if you would, tonight. Father, bless our time together. It's been a long evening. We've got a lot accomplished. And Lord, I just wanted to take a truth and just so we can take it home with us and think about what we've done tonight. Our minds were on the budget. I wanted the message, Lord, to be able to stick along with the lines of what we did tonight. Would you give grace now as we leave this place, as we kneel together here in just a moment, and thank you for the blessings upon our church. Have your will in this invitation, I pray now, with heads bowed and eyes closed. No one